Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today. I'm Gigi, aka Jen. I hope y'all all had a fantastic Thanksgiving. And if you don't celebrate it, I hope you had a fantastic week. Now, I have a quick question for the people who partake in Turkey Day. This is a judgment-free zone. Please remember that. Are y'all still eating leftovers? Like I said, this is a judgment-free zone. I just want to let y'all know something. Today is Monday, in case you didn't know, and Thanksgiving was Thursday. Today is Monday, and Thanksgiving was Thursday. This is a judgment-free zone. We can talk openly here. No one's going to beat you if you are. I just want to know. It is a simple question because I know how y'all girls like to tussle or whatever. Today is Monday, though. Thanksgiving was Thursday. So we're going to do a quick little Thanksgiving recap just so y'all know what I did. Okay, well, I worked Wednesday, so your girl was dog-ass tired when she got home. But you know what I did? I started cooking because that's what we do. We start cooking the day before because we have too much to cook and we got one oven, baby. So you know how it is. When I tell you, like, as soon as I got home, I was in there chopping up things, doing what I got to do. Yeah, I took a shower after, like, stuff got done in the oven. When I tell you, after I took that shower, I went to bed. I was probably out by 9:30. Like, I'm tired. Oh, excuse me. I'm still tired. Like, I'm so tired. But y'all, if you know me, you know I don't really sleep well anyway. But I can tell you right now, I think that was probably the best sleep I had in a good little minute. Like, I had me a little glass of wine, got in that bed, I was out. But I did wake up probably like one time, which is fine, no big deal. I think I went to the bathroom because, you know, when you drink alcohol before bed, how it goes. Anyway, that goes for any liquid, to be honest, but you know how it is. But my ass was up at 7 a.m. like I was going to fucking work. Not by the alarm or nobody waking me up or the cats or nothing. It was just, my body was just like, girl, it's Thursday. Why are you still in bed at 7? So my body was like, this ain't the weekend. What you doing? What you doing? But yeah, so I got up, took me another little shower, you know, because I had to wake up and all that stuff. And yes, I take 2 showers a day. Sometimes more, depending on what I do. And if y'all be like, y'all over showering, because apparently that's a thing. Kiss my ass. At least I'm clean and I smell good. But anyway, so I took my little shower in the morning. Got up in that kitchen. Started cooking while everybody else is asleep. Catching Z's or whatever. Fed my little babies, you know, and did all that good stuff. Took care of them. They were straight. But yes, y'all, I was just tired as hell. When I tell you, like, I want to say like 9:30, I was like just in the bed. I didn't care who was here, what was going on. I didn't care about going to no kickbacks, no nothing. I couldn't do it. I'm just tired as hell, y'all. I've been really tired lately, but that's just because I'm like trying to work out too. And I've been trying to go in the mornings before work and it, I don't know. And sometimes I go twice a day, like the morning, you know, and then in the evening. I don't know what I'm doing, y'all. But yes, your girl is tired, but I made the Thanksgiving. And let me tell y'all, let's have a little rundown of what your girl has been or has been had cooked. Let's see. Y'all, I make this little mashed potato bake. I feel like I told y'all in the other last episode about it, but I can't tell y'all what it is for real. But it's good. It's just like a little bake, just a baked potato, basically. But it's like a pan with no skin. Y'all, it's good. It's great. It's wonderful. We had ham because, you know, we don't do turkey here because no one really fucks with the turkey, which is fine. My granny said she wanted, like, I think she said turkey wings or something, but I don't know. I guess, like, to be honest, let me tell you, first of all, they went to the store to, like, pick up a couple things. And they, like, went to 12 different damn stores and barely could find anything. I don't know what they had to go pick. So, I mean, if she wanted turkey wings, they probably have them. But anyway. Then we had greens, dressing. Oh, girl, y'all, I made this bomb-ass dressing. When I tell y'all, it was so good. It was so good. And then I can't remember all we had. I'm trying to really thank y'all. You know, we had the good little cranberry sauce that came out the can, the little jiggly jelly, because nobody is boiling no cranberries and doing that weird shit. I don't like those. And y'all, this is random, but I remember one time, I don't know who in the fuck bought the damn cranberry sauce, but it was like, and you know, it came in the can, but it was the whole berries. And it was just nasty. And I don't know. No one ate that shit. When I tell y'all, everybody was disappointed. I don't know. I cannot tell you to this day who brought that shit, but nobody ate it. I'm sorry. It's so funny to me because I remember people really had an attitude that year. Like, because, you know, if you don't get the little one in a can with the little line indents in it and you can never slice it right, that's the one we want. We want them uneven slices right though. But what else do we have? We had them rolls. And y'all know I'm talking about the Sister Schubert or something like that. You know I'm talking about the white bag with the old Caucasian lady on it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. She has some busting ass rolls. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. And then, y'all, what else do we have? I can't remember. But I do know we had a sweet potato pie made by moi. Real good, real good. My sister made, yeah, I don't know what the hell. I don't remember all we made. I think, like, apple pie. She helped with apple pie and stuff. And then we had candy yams. We had the mac and cheese. You know, I feel like I'm missing some things. But you get the gist. We had a good-ass feast. It was delicious. I just want to say I made most of it this year. Surprising. I don't know why, how that happened, but it did. My sister said no one told me to do all that. But, girl, you did not wake up until like late as hell. I think she came out the room at like 12 and she said she was up at 9. So I was like, you heard us in this kitchen, so why was you helping? But anyway, I'm not upset that I made basically the whole thing. You know, it was good practice for when, you know, I have a little family or whatever. Probably not, because I don't do kids, so that's not really for me right now. Let's find the right man, Chris Evans. But yeah, y'all, yeah, but it was good. It was great. I ate too much. So now I'm busting my ass, working extra hard. And let's see. Y'all, what else? I just had a good time. Had my little wine, you know. Love me some wine. I just chilled, y'all. Hung out with the fam. That was about it. Watched a couple movies and shit. Didn't really have much going on, you know. But it was cool. It was cool. It was cool. I hope all y'all had a awesome Thanksgiving. If you didn't, I'm so sorry. But that's okay. Because today's topic, we're going to be talking about toxic families again. And that's only because of y'all. For some reason, I don't know what it is. But that first one, toxic families that we had like 2 or 3 weeks ago, y'all are running that up. Like, that's my most listened to. It's like double listeners. So I'm like, y'all really like that. And then I did get some messages from some people who said I could talk about their things. They just didn't want to be on here, which I completely understand. But they had some incidents that happened over the holiday weekend. And I felt like I should talk about it because, like I said in the, you know, other videos, Lord, in the other episodes, holidays are really tough for people because you're around folks that you don't really get along with or people who are just dickheads. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into that. Okay, so this story comes from a 20-year-old. She goes to the University of Washington. I'm not going to tell you her name because, you know, I just feel like that's real, real whatever. So basically the rundown is she moved out like soon as, you know, she went to college and everything, and she hasn't been back home. She said that she usually goes on holidays to, you know, friends' house. And then she says on Christmas, she basically kind of like rents like a room or whatever because you can't stay on campus during Christmas because I think it's like a month long break. Excuse me. So she says, like, you know, during the holidays, she'll kind of go around to her friends' houses or, you know, things like that. And on Christmas, you know, for like that little couple of weeks or whatever, she's just in a hotel room. And she said the only reason why she came back this year back home for Thanksgiving, she said she's from Missouri. So She went back to Missouri only because her brother, who has been in the Army, got to come home. And that's the only reason why she went off for Thanksgiving. Now, she says she doesn't go home because of her family. She said it's mainly her mom. She says she is mentally and physically abusive and emotionally. And she said that, you know, she grew up with her mom just kind of telling her she was real fast. And if people don't know, when like someone tells you you're fast, that means you're acting grown. And most of the time you're really these. I know, at least for me, I heard it a lot because it would just be things I wore. And it, y'all, they would be like, "Your shorts. Oh, you're fast. Look at your shorts." When I look at my shorts from back then, baby, I don't, the shorts people wear now are some coochie cutters. So I'm like, I don't understand. But, you know, back then it's whatever. I'm like, if you sound being fast because I'm wearing shorts or they're the certain length, then what the fuck ever. But yes, so her mom would just call her fast and she's talking about, you know, she's trying to be grown and doing this and that. And just kind of like dogging her out and like in certain parts. Like, she wrote this really, really, like, emotional thing, and I feel like if I'm going to read it, I'm going to get upset again, because it really bothered me, because it's just certain things that, like, she was saying, like, people have said to me, and, I mean, it's upsetting, especially coming from your mom. So, my mom has never said certain things like her mom has said. It's really disgusting. Like, her mom has called her a whore, a slut, things of that nature. And, you know, she said she didn't have her first boyfriend or kiss until she was 16. And she didn't, like, tell anybody because she just didn't want her mom to find out because she knew how her mom was. She said that, you know, her mom would just kind of take out her anger on her and physically, like, abuse her. And she said she also did this to the brother, too. And it's just, you know, the two siblings. And, you know, she said she was tired of it. So she said as soon as she could move out, she moved out. She said when she graduated, she was 17, and she applied to different schools, and she got in Washington, and that paid her the most money. She said she wanted to go as far away as possible, but she didn't want all the debt, which I understand, so she went to Washington. I'm not sure how far Washington is away from Missouri, but, you know, she's doing good in college, she said. She said she doesn't talk to her mom. She said it's the best thing that's happened to her because, you know, she doesn't have to hear people just being rude to her and all kind of stuff, you know. And her mom would just call her names and everything, like, you know, say she was ugly and all this stuff. And I looked at her Instagram. She's a very beautiful person. So I don't know what her mom was fucking thinking. But anyway. So she said when she, you know, she came home, she didn't even stay in the house. Like, she works, you know, while she's also in school. So, you know, she said she rented out a room for, like, a couple of days, and she just hung out there. And, you know, when she went home, she hung out with her friends and stuff. And she said, like, you know, she only went over there on Thanksgiving, like, only on Thursday. She didn't go, like, the day before or after or nothing like that. And she said basically her mom just said that she thinks she's better than everybody else. She won't, you know, communicate with anybody. She thinks because she's college educated, she's this and that and all kind of things. And she's like, you're probably up there being a slut and everything, which I think is fucking ridiculous, because this girl is grown. If she wants to have sex, that is her and her business. But I'm like, she's studying and doing what she has to do, and she's also working. If she finds time to be up there bumping and grinding, then that is her. She's grown and she can do it. But she said that's just something that, you know, no one should hear from their mom. Is like, you know, you're up there getting education and you're doing what you do, and your mom is basically just saying you're up there just whoring around. That's why you moved away. So, you know, you could do it freely. I mean, if she did, she did. She is, like I said, she's grown. And her mom was like, I don't even know why you fucking came here. No one wanted you here. Which is a lie, because her brother wanted to see her. But, you know, whatever. And her mom basically was, like, talking about her outfit and everything. And I saw the little post she had for that. It was cute. I don't know. Whatever, her mom is just a jealous-ass person. And, you know, she said that she tried to make the most of it, try to have a good time with her brother. She just says she doesn't regret coming home because, you know, she
got to see and spend time with her brother, who she never sees. But she says that she just hates the fact that she had to go and be there with her mom. She says she would rather have a set in a hotel and her brother just came and visited her there. But she did say that, you know, he had came home Wednesday and she arrived Wednesday, but they didn't see each other, you know, till Thursday. And then she said for the rest of the weekend or the time that she was there until Sunday, he came and hung out with her, you know, in the room, or they went out and did stuff. But she said this is probably the last time she will go home. And she said that separating herself from her mom was the best thing that has ever happened to her. She said she has, she had to grow up early, you know, and she basically had to take care of herself because, like, she was stating in the thing, she was just like, her mom basically treated her as an adult from a young age because her mom just assumed she was out here having sex and doing this thing. She said her mom used to accuse her of stuff all the time. And, you know, who the hell wants to grow up like that? Like, who wants your mom to constantly be on you over shit that you're definitely not doing? I just feel like if you're telling people or accusing people of, like, oh, you're out here doing X, Y, and Z, eventually you're more than likely going to go out and do X, Y, and Z. Not all the time, but there's some people who are like, well, if you are to think I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, you know. But this girl, I feel for her. I feel really bad. She said she is, her and her brother are darker than her mom, and her mom calls them like roaches and things like that, which is fucking disgusting. And like she said, their father, who has passed away, he was dark, so they get their color from their dad. So this is my thing. If you're so concerned about what color you think your child is going to be, if you want a light-skinned child, now I'm not saying please go out and have mixed babies because you want a light-skinned child with you, what you call quote-unquote good hair. I'm not saying that. But if you're so afraid of your child being dark, do not lay up with a dark-skinned person. And FYI, your child doesn't even have to take on the color or the features of you. They could go back and look like an aunt, an uncle, a grandparent. It's just in their genes. It's in their DNA. So no matter what, you could have a dark-skinned child and both of y'all could be like, you'd be like, where the fuck did this come from? And it could be one of the grandparents. So I'm just like, y'all be worried about the wrong fucking thing. Y'all, you're worried about your child being dark. And then there's the fact that she said her mom calls her, like, her and her brother roaches, and she calls them like apes and things like that. I think it's fucking disgusting. Like, that shit is sickening. Like, why would you do that to your own flesh? Like, you carried both of them for 9 months apiece. Why? I'm like, why do you, like, I don't know, people who hate their kids, like, it just fucking disgusts me. Like, y'all might be, what I'm about to say might ruffle some of y'all's feathers, but this is how I feel. I'm all for abortions. I feel like if you do not want that child, either you abort it or you put up for adoption when you have it. Like, if you don't believe in abortion, just give it out for adoption. I don't know. But there's no need for you to physically, mentally, and emotionally, like, abuse that child when they didn't ask to be here. Like, this girl has gone through her whole life, and her brother has gone through shit. And you wonder why they don't come home. And then, like, you bitch about them coming home. You nag at them. And then they come home. And then you say shit like, I don't know why you came home. Nobody wants you here. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I really want someone to explain that to me. Like, I don't understand it. Like, why have a child if you didn't want it to begin with? Like, her mom tells her that, like, I never wanted you. I don't know why I had you. Girl, you could have got on birth control. You could have used condoms. You could have let that man pull out nuts somewhere else. Like, there's a lot of things. I don't know, but there was no need. If you didn't want it, you should have took fucking precautions. Like, I don't get it. And I feel so bad for her because she said she went home feeling the worst she has felt since she's moved out. Like, she said she was so excited to go away. And she's like, yeah, the holidays are hard, but she usually, you know, gets through it. Because she says she would rather be alone than to put up with the shit that her mom, you know, does. And I feel for her. I wouldn't want to put up with that shit either. I don't blame her for leaving. I'm glad she's doing great, you know. And, you know, she's going to school to be a doctor. And I'm really excited for that because I feel like we need more black people in the medical field. And I know she'll go to medical school and do the whole thing and she'll pass it and be the top of her class. But y'all, please do not sit up here and like have kids if you don't want them. Because, I mean, you're just going to resent it. Like, you're going to resent them. You're going to just take out your anger on them when they literally did not ask you to be here. They did not come to you and say, please have me. They were just swimming in a little fucking nutsack, minding their own fucking business, doing what they do. And you laid there, or even for guys, even for the men who don't want kids, like, you nutted in somebody. Like, you didn't think maybe that they might get pregnant. And so, like, that's, I just don't get people who have children. Like, I don't even want to call them parents because, like, I just feel like as a parent, you have a job. And I don't think your job is, you know, calling them ugly, calling them whores. You know, like you don't need to call your kids stupid or whatever. I just feel like you need to reevaluate your damn self. Because I just feel like your kids are a reflection of you. They're grow up and watch everything you do. And then on top of that, if you're calling your child ugly and they fucking look like you, you just think yourself is fucking ugly. So, like, I mean, why take it out on them? I don't know what to tell you. I'm not saying go out and get fucking facial surgery. I mean, if you don't like your nose and your child has your nose and you're calling them ugly, yeah, the kid can't have the fucking nose job yet. But damn, they look like you. So, I mean, don't call them ugly, hell, because you're going to just make them hate themselves as much as you hate you, which people probably want. But I don't know. I just feel like you shouldn't do that as a parent. I feel like you should sit there and you need to take care of them. And by taking care of them, you put a roof over their head. And you feed and clothe them. That's basically, okay, technically that's the law. Like, you put a roof over there to feed and clothe them, and then you don't abuse them. But, I mean, as a parent, there's more to it. Like, I feel like, y'all, please, I am not no, like, counselor, doctor, nothing, therapist, none of that. But I'm just saying, I feel like as a parent, you should really be there for your kid in all aspects of their life. You need to listen to them. And when I mean listen, do not just sit there and stare at them and be thinking of all the shit like you want to say to them to cuss them out or thinking about hitting them. Like, I mean, you really need to sit down and listen to them, excuse me, and understand what they're saying. Like, you really need to take account of their feelings because, I mean, kids have feelings at a young age. What you say and what you do, they learn from that. And, you know, as people get older, they become their own person. Yes. But they, kids will mimic what they know. So, if you're telling your child at an early age that they're dumb or stupid, they are going to feel like that at school. And they are not going to even try because they're going to be like, well, I'm already dumb. That's what I hear every day. Then when they really start failing and shit, then y'all want to get mad at them. I feel like if you feel like your child is not succeeding in school, you should try to help them. And if you're not good at said subject, you should get them tutoring. Most kids are probably like, I don't want a damn tutor. But, you know, like if you get them help, they will improve and then they will have more confidence because they'll be like, okay, yeah, I can do this. Do not sit up there and tell them how dumb they are, because they're not. Some people just struggle with certain subjects. They might be great at English, but are terrible at math. They're not dumb, they just don't understand it. Now, when I tell you you need to compliment your child every day, you really should, because it really does build up confidence. I can tell you right now, to this day, my grandmother compliments me every damn day. I'm not gonna lie to you. Sometimes that should get annoying because you're probably like, how the hell would it get annoying? She's telling you, it's just literally every time I walk in the room with her, if I see her, she could be in the living room and I can walk by 20 times to go to the kitchen. And every time she'd be like, hey, pretty girl, you look beautiful today or something like that. Yes, I get tired of hearing it, but I'm glad she does, because some days I do feel like shit. I feel like I look terrible. But even though I'm like, that is annoying, but when those days where I'm really like, okay, I'm ugly as shit, it makes me feel better. So there's just certain things you can tell your kids just to make them feel better about themselves. And you're probably not even thinking about it, because you probably tell your kids, if you have them, you know, you'd be like, oh, you look so cute. When they're little, they're probably like laughing and giggling, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, whatever. Look at my little dress. It's real pretty. But as they get older, like, they'll have more confidence because they'll be like, okay, oh, I do look good or whatever, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't matter what color, what shade, anything. Just please do not instill into their minds that, oh, they're pretty for a dark skin, or even though you're dark skin, you're like you look really handsome or whatever. Like, don't do that. Or don't be like, you're the prettiest girl because you're light skin, or you're this, you know, like, don't involve color into it. Just let them know that they're pretty because they're pretty. Like, just let them know that they are smart because they're sitting there doing their work and they're trying hard. Even if they're lacking, just be like, hey, I know you can do this. Just try a little bit harder. I know you got it in you. You're really smart. And if you think your child is acting grown and they're like 6 or 7 years old, where do you think they get it from? But at 6 and 7, who the fuck is buying their clothes? You are. So if you feel like your child is wearing something inappropriate, they didn't get it from nobody but you. Now, I'm not saying dress your child up as a granny. Please dress them as a child. Let them wear shorts. They cannot be fast in shorts if you buy the fucking shorts. So if you thought they were short on them, you bought them short that way. So just look at it. And if you just like, I don't want my child wearing that, okay, then get them something else. Get them something a little bit longer. I don't know. But at the end of the day, people are a product of their environment. Some people can push through it and some people can't. Luckily, the girl who messaged me, she pushed through it and she is thriving and she's doing great. So y'all, please, 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 just watch what you say to people. Watch what you say to your kids, your family. I know the holidays are a rough time for people because they have to see people that they do not like. People who have hurt them in multiple ways. I just want you to take it upon yourself, as if you have to deal with it, please go look in the mirror and just remind yourself you are that beautiful girl that you know you are. You're that smart woman. You are a super handsome man. You know, just tell yourself, you know, they're not you. You have to live in this body. You have to learn to accept it. And if you have to tell yourself you're the baddest bitch, you're the baddest bitch. If you have to tell yourself you're that nigga, you're that nigga. Like, just go remind yourself. Like, don't. Just tune folks out. But, like, if you have to do it, like, Christmas is going to be here in a month. Just tell yourself that, you know, this is just one day. I can get through it. Just go in the bathroom. Take a breather. Step outside. Go to your car. Just go to another room. Just tell yourself that everything will be okay. Their opinion doesn't matter. The only opinion that matters is what you think of yourself. You're the one that's going to medical school. You're the one that's getting that degree. You're the one that has this awesome job. You're the one that's making everything work. You're providing for yourself. You're doing you. You're the one that just got a new car. You're the one that made straight A's. You're the one that's on the dean list. You're the one that's studying to become a lawyer. Not them. No matter what, you are doing you and you are doing the best you can. Even some days when you feel like you could be doing better, just work towards that and just say, today I am doing the best I can. and tomorrow I will try to be better. Do that every day. Try to just become a better you. No one gives a fuck what your mom says. No one gives a fuck what your dad, your granny, your aunt, your uncle, your sister, your brother, your cousins, your friends. It does not matter. Just do what you can to just survive and do what you have to do. Now, if you live with them and you see them all day, every day, wake up in the morning, remind yourself you that bitch. The middle of the day, you can be at work. Go to the bathroom and just be like, I'm that bitch. Before you go to bed, remind yourself you're that bitch. I do it throughout the day because some days I'm just at work and I feel terrible. Just certain things remind me of certain situations. And I get upset. And then I just have to go and I have to sit there and just look at myself and be like, look what you're doing. You're accomplishing so much shit. Them people didn't help you get here. You did. So y'all just please. I'm not, like I said, I cannot tell you to move away, do this. Because some people are, they can't. They are not financially stable. Some people have plenty of reasons. I know some people stay there for their siblings, you know. Like, just try to have some peace in your life some way, somehow. If you just need to go to the park and just sit there for a couple hours, even if you're just in your car, like in a parking lot, just at Walmart, as long as you can just get some peace somewhere, get it. You need peace in your life. And like, it's really important. You just need somewhere where you can just breathe. In a lot of places, like your room is your sanctuary. Turn it into the space you want it to be. Fill it with beautiful bright colors, because personally, I'm gonna tell you right now, like, I like dark furniture. I like dark things, you know. I just feel like it looks better. I don't know what it is. But one thing about me, I will have my room painted a nice color. Like, I won't do gray or nothing like that. Like, currently my room is like a teal. Like, it's been different colors. Like, no matter where I live, I change the color. Everything else in the room might be black, but I just want something to make me feel better. You know, I think they say, like, if you have, like, yellow or something like that, it brightens your mood. Just have at least some color in your room to bring something in your life. Get some plants, maybe, you know. Just things where you can have control of. Like, if you, like, you like the plant, you know, you can have it. And you probably get something low maintenance because, like, aloe vera. I have like two of those and they're huge now, but I've started them when I was younger. They don't need a lot of maintenance. They don't need a lot of water. Just occasionally some sun. Turn them, you know, every now and then if they're in the room so they can evenly get sunlight, you know. Have a couple books you might want to read. Just something to help you like clear your mind and bring peace. Just have something creative to do. I'm not saying you have to go and like paint a damn Picasso painting or the fucking Sistine Chapel or nothing like that, but just something. You'd be like, okay, I'm taking a break from everything, I just need to do this. Get a journal, y'all. Do something. Write down your feelings, you know. Get another one for affirmations. Do whatever you can to bring peace into your life. I just feel like no one should have toxic family. I feel like if anyone's going to be toxic, it should be strangers. I'm not saying people, I think everybody should be kind to one another. That's not what I'm not saying people should be mean. Everyone really should be kind to one another. But I just feel like if anyone should be mean, I would rather be a stranger than my own mom. I think that's what hurts the most, is when it's your family, especially immediate family. I really feel for this girl and her brother. And they're both very beautiful. Like, I saw their little Thanksgiving pictures. It was really nice. And she's young. And, you know, when I was reading her thing, you know, she was like, if I ever get the chance to have a family, I would never raise them like she was raised. You know, she would, like, support them in whatever they do. Things like that. And I think she will. I think when she does get her family, when she gets the chance, she'll shower them with love and affection the way that kids should be raised. And like I said, y'all, just please take care of yourself. Find your inner peace. Even if you just have to go sit in your closet, just go in there and meditate, do something, just clear your mind, just take a couple breaths and realize this is not going to last forever. One day you'll make it out of there. You just have to give yourself time. But everything will work out in the end. You have to make your own future. No one can make it for you. No matter how many times someone tells you you're not shit, just tell them that one day you will be the shit and you will remember my name for one reason or another. You never know who might become the next president. You never know who might be the next Michael Jackson, the next Beyonce, the next Denzel Washington. You never know. So, fuck what everyone says. You become the person you want to be. If you want to be a beautiful butterfly, you do that. Find what makes you feel beautiful. It doesn't have to be physically. It's just love yourself. That's all I can tell you. And when I tell you, you will feel beautiful inside and out when you find self-love. It is wonderful. So, that's all I wanted to say. And that's why I just really want to make the little part two to talk to family, because since it was Thanksgiving and when I read her message, I just felt like maybe we just needed to have another chit chat about it. Because like I said, I know the holidays are really hard for a lot of people. All right, y'all. Well, I will catch you on next week's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.